Good afternoon, Gilmer Group. How can I help you?
Yeah, is Lewis in?
May I ask who's calling?
Yeah, it's Ruben. I was playing phone tag. I'm with him earlier.
I'm sorry, what's your name?
Ruben.
Ruben? And with one company?
Cardiff. It's not a sales call.
Okay, hold on.
Hello, it's Lewis.
Hey, Lewis, this is Ruben. How are you doing?
Very well. That's much better.
Good. No worries. I spoke to Arthur the other day, and I also left a message for... I left a message for you. I'm not sure if you got it.
Yeah, I got it from my team. I've just been swamped.
No worries. So I think what happened is, I know you guys had a lot of different vendors, and we were trying to be, or I think Gabe was trying to be as, you know, flexible as possible. So traditionally, we don't pay off invoices. However, some vendors, I think, weren't getting us what we needed. So we funded all the vendors in full off the quotes. We paid them all, I believe, with either check or ACH. I'm trying to get a cash copy of those checks. But it was a lot of, I think, Gabe trying to track down original parties and say, you know, make sure they got the funds. One thing that on your email that you're referencing was there was one vendor who was telling you the quote's no longer valid. I don't understand that.
Yeah, that was T2. They said we waited too long, and they came back with new quotes that are like twice the price. And of course, I understand.
We funded them. I mean, we funded them off their quote. They were funded, and I can just tell you when they were funded. And I'm trying
what does funded mean?
They are paid.
So they have money. They're holding my money.
With all vendors
at this point. Because I'm not buying anything from them, because I'm not paying them twice of what they quoted me.
Okay, so let's make sure. Yeah, when funded is, we paid. That's what I mean. Sorry, I'm using the wrong terminology. Give me a second. Yeah, I believe all vendors are paid in full. So I'm trying to get copies
so
of checks.
T2 provided absolutely nothing to me. Because, as I understand from them, what you guys paid them or offered to pay them didn't match. There was a problem with dollars their end because they sent us multiple quotes, and then they won't honor the quotes that we gave you without things costing twice of what we expected, so it's not a value to us, so I'm not buying from them. But,
I mean,
they shouldn't have the money.
If we paid, I mean, let's see if I can get all these invoices. Give me a second. And this might not happen today because I'm pulling all these invoices. I don't have direct access.
Yeah,
I don't
expect it to happen right away. But I figured I was missing you and I didn't have a lot of time, so I just tried to put it in an email so you had the top three things on my mind, because I'm running around thinking I'm paying you guys back for more money than we spent.
All right, so I've already asked accounting to do that. I just sent them another message right now to get us all the invoices and proof of payment. I believe all the vendors are paid in full. I mean, I believe that was months ago.
Okay. Good. For everything except for... So I understand that T2, there's nothing that we bought from them. So that deal has fallen through. So that should be the case. I understand that.
I don't have the ability to just remove that on a funded transaction. It's not in my power. How much was that order, by the way? How much was that?
I can't remember. I think around $4,000 in total or something like that.
I'm sure we can have a way to figure it out, but what I need to do is, so I'm piecing everything together, I need to get you all the invoices and all how we paid so we can kind of find a solution here instead of doing it piecemeal, because I know you're busy. Would that work for you?
Yeah, that'd be great. And then the other thing on my mind is I understand from Best Buy that the screens showed up, like, I don't know, just a short while ago. And I understand the delay was that they had gone on sale based on the quote that we had already given you. So your first check was for too much, and you had to
go back with
a new check. So there's an issue there with Best Buy.
Okay.
And then I'm not sure what's going on with Trimble, because I don't know if you saw the last email I just sent you. I have an exchange between Gabe and a gentleman named Ryan Farrell over there at SketchUp, where Gabe is explaining you guys sent them a check and they should be paid at the end of June, and yet I got this invoice from them on Friday.
Well,
I spoke to them this morning. So, yeah, we got to get to the bottom of that one.
I think what Gabe tried to do is, and I think this is what we try to do, and just, you know, Gabe wasn't trying to make it difficult. I believe Gabe reached out to all these vendors and said, hey, give me your wiring instructions. And I think a lot of the vendors were uncooperative. They refused to give us what we needed. So I think the whole checking, that was the issue. And I think that Gabe, I think he asked, from what I understand, because we prefer to pan wireless because then there's proof of it. And sometimes when we have to mail these checks to vendors, it goes from one department to another. I'm not alleging anything. I'm just saying I think Gabe tried to have all these vendors pay via wire, and I think he got some pushback, from what I understand.
I don't care how you pay them. I mean, that's your choice. All I want to do is pay you for what I owe you and not pay for things, not pay for money I didn't use. So I'm trying to understand how much is still available to us, because I know that some of it purchases haven't happened with.
Well,
so
it's not a line of credit.
I hear you saying you sent it to them and you paid them, but then we have a problem because you paid for services or products I didn't receive. So there's got to be some kind of recourse here.
We'll figure it out. I just want to pull the whole. I want to pull all the invoices and figure out who was paid and how they were paid and find a resolution. It's just, it's not possible. If I had the access to it, I'd say, hey, look, man, you're good to go here. I'm just telling you, because I'm straightforward, that I probably won't get all this stuff today. It's going to go through a few channels. So if you can give me something tomorrow, that'd be great.
No, this is not please handle this today. That's fine. Let's just get
perfect
to the bottom.
And regardless, how much do you have left? Well, we prefer just, you know, I think the whole issue was the quotes and going through all these multiple vendors, but we value your guys' business. Can we do more equipment for you? Absolutely. It's not a line of credit. So if you need any more equipment, I've had discussions with Arthur. Whatever you guys want to finance, I'm sure we're open to it. Just send us what you want to finance and we can make it happen. A lot of customers.
My question is not what else I want to finance. My question is, what am I really financing here? Because, again, if you paid all these vendors,
mm-hmm.
I didn't receive all the products and services, is one. And secondarily, some of the vendors say you didn't pay them. And then the third issue
is some of the
products went on sale, so you didn't pay or shouldn't have paid what the original quote was. So I'm trying to understand, what did you actually pay?
We were supposed to pay everything that's on the quote or invoices. So it sounds like things changed after this was funded, which is not unheard of. So I'm getting all the invoices or quotes together, getting how they were paid, and figuring out this issue for
you. It's pretty clear to me that it's my responsibility to press you to tell me, because no one on your end has given me that report to confirm one way or the other. So let's figure that out. Let's figure out what you paid and to whom.
Yeah,
and
I've asked, and also I've asked to see if we can get copies of clear checks. To see, I've had these situations come up before I don't know these vendors, so I'm not going to say anything, but I've personally been involved in transactions when I was on the sales side where a vendor was telling my customer that he had never been paid, we were lying, and then lo and behold, we found a cash check, and that person at that accounting company was like, oh, well, I don't have access to that. It was cash for the wrong department. So what I've asked to do is, all the vendors are paid by check, I know that. So I want to figure out what's going on, get you those answers, because you deserve those answers, and touch base with you tomorrow and say, hey, Lewis, hey, Arthur, here's what's going on, and figure out a way to, you know, solve this issue.
That's fine, Ruben. I don't care if it's tomorrow or later in the week.
Okay.
But that's exactly what I'm asking for.
Perfect. Anything else I can do for you right now?
Nope, that's it.
All right. Thanks a ton. I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye.